Some called him the Horse King of the World. It was a fitting title for a man who literally bought and sold horses and mules to locations around the globe, and then began selling another kind of animals in addition. His story is this edition of The American Countryside.
What's the first thing you do in the morning? For many farmers and ranchers, it's checking weather and market updates. Make AgWeb Daily Newsletter part of your morning routine, not only bringing you essential news and weather updates, but also covering topics such as smart farming and agriculture's next generation. And each weekday, stay informed and stay ahead with AgWeb Market Weekly. Whether you're at home or in the field, AgWeb Market Weekly keeps you connected and competitive, delivered straight to your inbox. Subscribe to both today at agweb.com and never miss a beat.
I'm Tyne Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report, the only weekend television show that features some of agriculture's biggest names. From custom commentary from John Phipps to the stories of antique iron with Machinery Pete to a list of more than 30 marketing analysts, our weekly program focuses on the topics that matter most to you. We invite you to join us each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
It is believed that William Preston Hall was the largest buyer and seller of horses in the nation in the late 1800s and early 1900s, earning him the title of Horse King of the World.
It's almost unimaginable how many animals went through his hands. He would go out on buying trips, and he would advertise at different towns around the area.
And Hall would buy those horses and have them shipped by rail back to his headquarters in Lancaster, Missouri, or wherever he might need them. His fame led the 1904 Chicago World's Fair to call upon him for help.
The fair organizers asked him to supply the horses for a reenactment of battles in the Boer War. And when he came home probably not only with the horses, but he came home with elephants and a camel. And that's kind of where he started getting into this exotic animal business.
As Jim Van Dyke explains, Hall soon expanded his business far beyond trading horses.
A year or so later, he bought a couple of defunct circuses and combined them together to form the Great William P. Hall Show.
The venture lasted only 1 year, as he realized taking a circus on the road was not very economical, but there was money to be made, and he began purchasing circuses that were going out of business.
What he decided to do was to get into the rental business. He had quite a few elephants, lions, bears, and so forth, and all of them were at a livestock complex just to the north of town here. And then he went to renting animals and renting circus wagons and all of that kind of stuff.
With so many circus animals and equipment in town, they created quite a sight to see here. The story concludes next time as we travel the countryside. From Lancaster, Missouri, I'm Andrew McCray.